Test 6. You will hear 5 short extracts in which different people are talking about science. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H each speaker's occupation. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H each speaker's aim for the future. You will hear the recording twice, and while you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 40 seconds to look at part 4.
Speaker 1. Well, I've been working on this issue for the company for the last 12 years. We have developed several concept models in recent years and are pleased to see a growing interest in the media. As the public becomes more aware of the possibilities, I think we will see an increased demand among consumers for a cleaner alternative. By making a shift away from fossil fuels to a fuel based on water, we will ensure that we can cut carbon dioxide emissions. And I'm very pleased to know that I will be making a contribution to helping make the Earth a better place.
Speaker 2.
Actually, I'm very concerned about traffic in my city. My son has asthma, so I know firsthand the effect too much air pollution can have. I'm glad that in my work I can make a positive difference. Our department is in charge of many things such as building new roads. Many people would say that creating more roads leads to more cars on the road, but I would counter that cars left idling in slow traffic lead to much greater fuel consumption and air pollution. Cars aren't going away anytime soon. The better you can manage traffic in a city, the better the air quality and way of life.
Speaker 3.
Honestly, I don't give global warming much thought. My entire livelihood depends on moving goods from one city to the next. Diesel fuel powers my truck, and my truck pays my bills, so I've got no problem using oil. What I am concerned about, though, is the rising price of fuel. Just a few years ago, it seemed the price of oil was about half what it is today. And every week, the cost of a litre of diesel goes up. If these prices keep rising, I might need to consider some other line of business.
Speaker 4.
I lead a team of experts who have been investigating this issue for the government since the mid-1970s. In the past 2 decades, technology, such as infrared satellite imaging, has provided us with fairly conclusive evidence that indeed temperatures on Earth are warming. And it is becoming clearer that human activity in the form of transport and energy production is a significant driving factor behind this. I would have to assume at some point we will be forced out of necessity to switch to some fuel other than oil. Unfortunately, by then, it may be too late to stop the changes in the climate.
Speaker 5.
Think about it for a minute. Carbon dioxide is a part of the cycle of life. We breathe it out and plants take it in. It's ridiculous to label carbon dioxide a pollutant. If it was, everyone, including environmentalists, would be polluters. Don't get me wrong. I'm worried about the environment as much as you are. Our industry is looking at the possibility of developing new modern fuels like hydrogen and sugar ethanol. But let's be realistic. Until these fuels can be supplied at a reasonable price, society will need to continue using oil, and we will continue to provide this valuable commodity.